that those callers lied and proved what morons they are. They pushed me out of Christianity, and I'm now an atheist.
Really?
Those callers were so ignorant to your questions that they couldn't just say they didn't know the friggin' answers, so they resorted to making them up right there on the spot.
Oh, wow.
Just like Santa Claus, who wears a red hat with the white beard, who ate the cookies we left on the table as kids. It ain't true.
So you're telling me that the Christians who called in trying to convert people like me actually did convert you. They converted you to atheism.
Absolutely. They're cuckoo.
Yeah,
making up stuff like, God is weeping when he kills people. I can't even remember what my best friend told me yesterday. And these people want us to believe the word of God that's been passed down by word of mouth 5,000 years ago. Thank you so much to your religious callers. They can blame themselves for this, and I thank them for my liberation. And I commend you, Professor. You're the closest human being I have who teaches me about women.
The other day on the national news, it showed only like 2% of people are atheists. Now, you're a person of always the majority, so it's obvious the majority don't want to hear that subject.
No, that's not true. They many people want to talk about religion. They don't necessarily want to talk about my atheism. That's never the topic. When did I ever say the topic is, I'm an atheist, what do you think about that? That was never the topic.
Well, you know, I don't know. I'm no Jesus freak or anything, but it kind of offends me.
Why does it offend you?
No, because you are entitled to your opinion.
Thanks. It's very white of you. I like that. What's that?
I said, no, everybody doesn't have to agree with your opinion, and you are entitled to it because it is your show.
Thank you so much.
What I'm trying to say is you're always after ratings, and I don't think, personally, it helps your ratings.
Why? Because I offend people like you? And why does it offend you that I'm an atheist?
It doesn't offend me that you're an atheist.
Why does it offend you that I say I'm an atheist?
No. It's not that you say you're an atheist. It's the way you talk about being atheist and how you get on there and, oh, look what God's done, this and that. You know, I think that really offends people.
Well, I don't worry about offending people. I never did. I say what's on my mind. That's all I do. There's a couple of people in an El... Is that an El Camino? What is it? An El Camino, huh? Totally, I just drove up in an El Camino and they're holding a centerfold out the window. Look at that.
Hey, listen, maybe some other callers will agree with
you. I don't know why this offends you so much. So what? I'm an atheist. So what? I give people a hard time when they believe in God. So what? So what? So what? And by the way, might I point out, I've looked at the ratings lately, and they're pretty friggin' good.
But that's what I'm trying to say. It's not going to help them.
They already are up.
You can't go much.
This is what I've been talking about this all the years I've been on the radio.
Okay. Hey, do me a favor.
What are you, a program director or something? Are you a consultant?
Do me a favor, man.
What are you?
I'm not
I'm not doing you a favor. Screw you.
This is the Atheist Radio Network.
This is Jello Biafra, and I've heard the good news. Reverend Bookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight the theme is the Reagan Anti-Tribute. It is his brother. It is his birthday this week. And since he is still alive, more or less, we are going to continue to acknowledge him for what he really was, despite the historical rewrites of the corporate media and propagandistic bullshit from all of these Reagan memorial groups or Reagan commemoration groups memorial just slightly premature. There has been tragic loss and mourning, and people who have left our earth before their time. And so in acknowledgement of tragedy, this show tonight is going to be dedicated to the memory of people who have been lost too soon. I am talking about, of course, the millions of murder victims of Ronald Reagan, the people tortured, raped, and murdered by the Contras, the people who were killed by the Reagan and CIA-trained Al-Qaeda resistance to the Soviet invasion, covert wars around the world, East Timor, Africa, and in every continent on Earth. And we know what mourning is about, we know what grieving is about, and we know what it's like for people who are permanently scarred by tragic loss and senseless tragedy. So, the show is dedicated to the memory of every person who was murdered by Reagan's use of tax dollars, Reagan and his associates, and people who followed in his wake after his presidency. This first song is by a band. I haven't heard this yet. I picked this up at Wooden Shoe in Philadelphia. The band is called Reagan SS. The record is Hail the New Dawn. And this track is called If It's War You Want. Okay, going to play a song about when Ronald Reagan went to Germany during his presidency. It was a infamous trip in which he laid a memorial wreath on this at the cemetery where many Nazi SS personnel were buried and other figures of the Nazi regime, the one before his. In Germany at a place called Bitburg. After that happened, the Ramones did a song called Bonzo Goes to Bitburg. This version of that song is on a Ramones tribute CD called The Song the Same. And this is Wayne Kramer formerly of the MC5, doing Bonzo Goes to Bitburg.
You gotta pick up the pieces. Come on, sort your trash. Pull yourself back together. Maybe you got too much cash. You better call the law. When you're gonna turn yourself in? You're a politician. Don't become one of Hitler's children. Bonzo goes to Bitburg. Out for a cup of tea. As I watch it on TV, somehow really bothered me. Drank at all the bars in town for extended foreign policy. Pick up the pieces. Ba, 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 ba. Upside down. Ba, 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 ba. Think it's slow me down. Ba, 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 ba. Upside down. Ba, wish you happiness. Wish you the very best. $50,000 dress. Shaking hands with your highness. See through you like cellophane. And you watch the world complain. But you do it anyway. Who am I to say?
Bonzo goes to Biffer. Goes out for a cup of tea. As I watch it on TV, somehow really bothered me. Drinking all the bars in town for extended foreign policy. Pick up the pieces.
Ba, 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 ba.
Hanging upside down.
Ba, 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 ba.
Slow me down.
Ba. I wish the time could go by fast. Somehow they managed to make it last.
Make it last. It last. It last. It last.
Ah, na, 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 na.
My brain is hanging upside down.
Ah, na, na, na.
Something to slow me down.
Okay, I didn't think it would be appropriate to do the Reagan anti-tribute without playing some tracks by a band from New York in the 80s called Reagan Youth. And we're going to get two tracks from them. The first is called Reagan Youth, and the second is In Dog We Trust. Here's Reagan Youth.
We'll be right back.
in addition to being the birthday of Ronald Caligula Reagan, it is also the birthday of some friends of the show, the first of which is Kim Mendoza. She is one of the people who works at Dr. Susan Block's show. The Reverend had the supreme pleasure of being a live guest on Dr. Susie's show last November and met her great, great crew at that time, one of whom is Kim Mendoza, who had a live, very wild, on-the-air birthday party last night on the Dr. Susan Block show. And we're going to play her a birthday song right now by the Asylum Street Spankers. Happy birthday to you, Kim. This is Shave 'em Dry.
Ready? Shave 'em dry. One, two, one.
Drive.
You just heard the Asylum Street Spankers doing Shave 'em Dry. Neil Fallon did American Waste from the Rise Above benefit compilation for the Memphis, West Memphis 3, 24 Black Flag songs compiled by Henry Rollins. Before that, you heard Reagan Youth doing Reagan Youth and In Dog We Trust. Wayne Kramer did Bonzo Goes to Bitburg and started off with Reagan SS doing If It's War You Want and Urban Renewal. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on every Sunday night from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, USA, at RadioVolta.org and relay broadcast live at InfidelGuy.com, an affiliate of AtheistNetwork.com, and repeated throughout the week at The Ladder. And tonight's theme is the Reagan anti-tribute, since he is still pretty much alive and it is too early to do the Reagan anti-memorial shows, then this can be an annual tradition for as long as there is independent media until he joins the ranks of the millions of people who have been murdered at his hands, or those who are under him, figuratively. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered and kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. And if you want to write to me to get tonight's playlist and show summary and all of the links of articles and subject matter and references therein, to comment, provide feedback, make song requests, or to claim to be the winner of one of the several contests, write to Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, just like Dan Quayle's name, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And at that website, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, sjcdc.org, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend on the web is at radiovolta.org/DJ/revbookburn.shtml. Just hold a magnifying glass and you will see the 1/1000th of an inch lettering, which I have to goof about because it wasn't just me. It was anybody who commented to me about said page. No other webpage represents Reverend Bookburn. And please do not write to an old email address that has Rev Bookburn in the title. It will not get to me. It will not bounce back to the sender. It will go to another person. So please do not send anything there. Just the address given, quail@sjcdc.org. And that will get to me. A big thank you to all people who wrote after the erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl party last Sunday night and responded to my announcement that I was awaiting results on a cancer test that did not seem to be looking too good. A big thanks to all well-wishers and people who asked, sent e-cards, and you know I love all that stuff, and best of all, sending me funny cartoons and comics through the net. You know your clergy person well. here is the outcome of those tests. Last Thursday, in addition to getting news that I had a job interview at another place that has fewer faith-based and angel-hallucinating nuts working there, in addition to the interview for a better job, the Reverend was informed that the cancer test was negative and I just might be outliving Reagan and the Pope. So you can look forward to their memorial shows, barring some other shit cropping up that is unfavorable to the furtherance of the antics of this reverend. Coming up in 1 week, just before Valentine's Day, the marketing, a marketer's dream, and a feeding frenzy of the corporate entertainment industry and Clear Channel and Infinity broadcasters and similar ilk. Just before Valentine's Day, there will be an alternative presentation to that on the show, Reverend Bookburn's Love Night. That's next Sunday night. In 2 weeks, weapons inspections begin in the home nation. And the last Sunday of February, a celebration of the release of Karen Horning. Karen Horning was a war on drugs prisoner since age 21 and severely abused by the system as she went through Lyme disease and thrown in the hole after September 11th and all kinds of absolutely crazy and barbaric and sick and unjustified behaviors on the part of sick and abusive nutcases who were running her prison. And we're going to celebrate her release on the last Sunday of February. In March, we're going to have a special for one of the artists premiered last Sunday night, Lisa Bushell. And I'm not sure how we're going to do this. Maybe an old live show or what have you. But your feedback was heard and agreed with. Laura Shea and Lisa Bushell are great local artists. You will hear more from them. And Lisa's going to come up with something like a live show or whatever. We'll figure something out and an interview. And that will probably happen in March. I don't know what else in March. But I found out that April is when Palm and Stroke Sunday is going to happen. And it's actually the same Sunday that Hopeless Dregs of Humanity want to be live guests on the show again. So on April 13th, just before the Reverend's birthday show, Hopeless Dregs of Humanity want to be live guests on the show again without playing music, of course. It's much too crowded in here to have a full set of drums and a whole band play live. But speaking and having fun, and I guess they would also have to be a part of Palm and Stroke Sunday. So we'll do a masturbation-themed show with Hopeless Dregs of Humanity in the studio, and that should be very interesting. And their label mates, Give Us Barabbas, should also be here in attendance, both from EverReviledRecords.com and that will certainly be a show to remember. And the Sunday after that, on 420, will be the Reverend's birthday show. And that is also a day commonly called Easter. So we'll do the Easter, what some people will do to get nailed theme, as well as the birthday celebration. All of that is to come on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com. Tonight's theme is the Reagan anti-tribute, and this is, of course, one of the most horrendous mass murderers alive today, one of the worst anti-freedom and anti-democracy people who remains among the living, however much he's doing that. A person who is largely responsible, along with his very sick attorney general and criminal, Edwin Meese, for the tolerance of religious terrorists in America, their very open and brazen refusal to address Christian terrorists in the United States as clinic bombings and violence and threats of murder began to rise in the 80s, along with the rise of Reagan and the Falwell crowd and other corrupt and sleazy televangelists. And their refusal, their open refusal to investigate, to acknowledge it, to speak out against it, to do virtually anything, resulted in a dramatic escalation and intensification of the violence, terrorism, threats, bombings, and eventually shootings at abortion clinics by America's Al-Qaeda, groups like the Army of God, Missionaries to the Preborn, Life Dynamics, and many other terrorists who are of the same mindset as the Bin Laden crowd. Tonight we're going to acknowledge all that Ronald Reagan was and what he represents. Is it wrong to pick on him because he's turning 91 and has Alzheimer's? Absolutely not. Nobody would respond if this was a show to bash Jeffrey Dahmer, if this was a show to bash Bin Laden, if this was a show to bash the accumulated living serial killers in prison today and living opposition terrorists who are alive today. The sum total of all of them cannot put a dent in Reagan's record of bloodshed and covert warfare around the world. So it is never too late to acknowledge what he was, and I believe it's not enough to acknowledge it. I still believe that he should be prosecuted in an international, unbiased war crimes tribunal. And I have a couple of links before I get back to the music and a couple of more birthday dedications. And somebody wrote to the Reverend in the past asking for information on Reagan and the Contras and their human rights abuses and the Angolan Contras and their use of landmines and civilian massacres also in Angola. And similar gems of Americans' tax dollars at work. And I found a few. So before playing music, I'm going to give you a few things to look at. The first is thirdworldtraveler.com. What I did was I did a Google search. I wrote Ronald Reagan, Contras, murder, crimes, and torture, and I just threw bunches of words together like that and got some great finds that way. There's too many to list. I'm only going to list a couple. But one informative site was thirdworldtraveler.com. Another, which is well in keeping with tonight's theme, is called Not Too Late for a War Tribunal. And that's at Angel Fire. And that's at angelfire.com/indie, I-N-D-I-E, indie/pearly/html/gop-reagan.html. I laughed, so I should say it again. Not too late for a war tribunals. At angelfire.com/indie/pearly/https/gop-reagan.html. And I think I found this the same way from that same Google search, which was political murders and political murderers. And that's at AINFOS, which is AINFOS.ca/01/May/AINFOS00493.html. And if you miss this or are as slow as I am tonight, thanks to all the post-cancer test results parties, then it will be on the playlist, which I will send to you if you don't get it already, because everything that is a part of tonight's show goes into those ridiculously long playlists and emailing list items. And let's see. There was another one I was going to give you. Oh, and there's a goof on the State of the Union. This was on the same night. The same night. It was last Tuesday night. It's down now due to server problems, but as soon as it gets up again, you want to see this. Altered States of the Union. And it was the same night as the moron cokehead's State of the Union address, in which there couldn't be a greater level of bullshit about the economy, about the tough corporate regulations, as if, and even using that overused, well-played-out, let's-roll slogan. So there was a really good goof on that at http://fuckitall.com/bsh/ altered states of the union, http://fuckitall.com/bsh, and that's worthwhile. And I don't see anything on the web regarding that absolutely astonishingly stupid remarks made by George W. Cokehead, moron Enron Ho, war criminal Bush, and his statements about the space shuttle crash, and all this talk like God bless them, even with one of the guys on that shuttle being from Israel. It was like the Lord watches him, and typical Taliban speech by W. Numbnuts that were staggeringly stupid, and similar to Reagan's stupid comments after the 1986 space shuttle, similar mishap with all kinds of plutonium and uranium and all kinds of other horrible shit on board. Reagan said something like, they boldly ventured out to touch the face of God. And these people are not put in a rubber room and given psychotropic medication, they are allowed to remain in the White House, and that should not be for long. In fact, I want to encourage people right now to go to votetoimpeach.org, and I hope there's an international outcry of millions to call for the impeachment of this unelected bozo. VoteToImpeach.org. There's too much stuff here, and I am talked out. I'll come back and talk about the Ed Rosenthal medical marijuana trial that has for now come to an end, and the contests to win stellar prizes. One guy wants to win the Flash Your Genitals at the XXX Church. Just some guy. He's not an activist or a hellraiser or even a free thinker of any kind. Just somebody who was met along the party trail since last Thursday night, who wants to win all these CDs and videos and prizes for the very first person to flash genitals at the XXX Church. And we said if you do this, you will get all this stuff. And he's saying, I want to fly out there and do it. So all of that is to come later on tonight's show. I'm going to play a song from 1980. This was just after the first election of Ronald Caligula Reagan, Friend of the Army of God, by a band called Heaven 17. This was after the election and before the inauguration. Oh, he's not partying too much. The inauguration. And it's called We Don't Need This Fascist Groove Thing. Play. Nice record player.
Just sit there on your ass and look at funky chain dance. Well, it's just to shoot your best. We don't need this fascist proof thing. The booth of funky stuff. It's not for you and me, girl. Your town, happy land. They cut the fascist groove thing.
Okay, I don't remember that ending. But I have another birthday dedication. This is to local anti-war activist Kim from Kimages, who has pictures up now on her website, securingliberty.com, from the January 26th anti-war protest in Washington, D.C., at securingliberty.com. And happy birthday to you. I'm going to play the oldest hemp-related song that I have ever been able to find. This goes back to 1930. The artist is Huddy Ledbetter, better known as Lead Belly. And this track is Take a Whiff on Me.
Take a whiff on me, take a whiff on me, everybody take a whiff on me. Whip on me, take a whip on me, and everybody take a whip on me, and all, baby, take a whip on me. I got a bed, sweeter than juice, take a brown skin, won't for mama, take a leg, and all, baby, take a whip on me. To my back, I spit my juice, for I love my baby, to the chain, and all, baby, take a whip on me. Take a whip on me, take a whip on me, and everybody take a whip on me, and all, baby, take a whip on me. Don't take telling, I'll take soon to my little devil and sweet, and all, baby, take a whip on me. Don't take telling, I'll take Jane, the folk good looking, but they ain't just saying, and all, baby, take a whip on me. Whip a reed, whip a ride, gonna keep on whipping it till I die in a hole. Baby, take a whip on me. Cocaine for horses, not for men. Doc said, kid, but he don't pay pain in a hole. Baby, take a whip on me. Too bad a pick a folk, too bad a me, an old hard glad the old lady's still in a hole. Baby, take a whip on me. Take a whip on me, take a whip on me, and everybody take a whip on me in a hole.
Okay, we got another birthday dedication. This goes out to a book burner from Belgium, who is Steffi, alias Crazy Fox, and believe me, I did not name her that, like I'm going to give somebody a nickname like that and then say it to everybody. Well, maybe I would, but this, she named herself that, and it is her birthday yesterday. Party still going. And somebody who emails the Reverend and or instant messages all the time and from Belgium. And I have a band from Belgium. This is from the early 90s. And this band was a kind of a pioneer of techno and similar kinds of genres. The band is Lords of Acid, and the CD is called Lust, and this track is entitled Rough Sex. Happy birthday.
Love. Now think about love, don't think about bright moon, drinking stars, red wine, silent whispers, holding hands, secret love letters.
I think about pure sex, deep sex, hard sex, rough sex, girl! We'll be right back.
okay, I didn't mention that among Edwin Meese, the Attorney General under Reagan in the 80s, that he was actually a far right wing pornographer before Ken Starr, and his impeachment related pornography in the Starr report about a half a decade ago. Ed Meese was, in addition to a scandal maker, the pipeline builder, the oil pipeline builder, and a guy who perpetrated over 100 years worth of prison time of criminal acts, scandals, corruption, and support of the American Christian Taliban in numerous groups and foundations. He was also responsible for a really laughable document called the Meese Commission on Obscenity and Pornography. And that's one of the tracks on this upcoming comedy CD that I'm going to play some tracks from. This is from the 80s by the Capitol Steps. And it was hard to pick out tracks because about at least 50% of it would be worth playing, but I'm only going to play a couple. The CD is called Thank God I'm a Contra Boy, and it includes a track about the Meeseketeers and of course their push for censorship and declaring pornography to cause violence and acne pimples and all kinds of other nonsense. And of course, you know, releasing a red hot book in the process, when they issued the Meese report. But first, a goof on arguably the most burned out person in the rock or pop world.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've suffered for my music. Now it's your turn. Once upon a time you felt a hurt, wore a tie-dyed shirt, slept in the dirt. Didn't you? People used to shout and say, watch out, you're about to sell out, but you thought that they were all kidding you. But now you go out to dance in a yellow tie and polyester pants. Now you talk like your dad. Now you wear Madras plaid and say, do you want to barbecue? Oh, how does it feel? Oh, how does it feel to have a cellular phone? Colonial home like a suburban drone. Oh, you thought that life was meaningless. Join the SDS. You were so impressed with Malcolm X. Growing marijuana crops, burning buildings, fighting cops, and having sex. You used to be so enthused by Abby and Eldridge and the language that they used. Now when you see kids march on the evening news, you don't go join them. You got too much to lose. You're conservative now. You got no time for Bobby Seale.
come along and join the throng against pornography, led by
EDWINNESE.
Say a dirty word and get a censorship decree, straight from
EDWINNESE. Edwin Meese. Porn police.
What rhymes with duck?
Pornography will lead us all to cry.
Gentlemen, I recently sent my Attorney General, Mr. Edwin Meese, to 7-Eleven stores throughout the land, where he found you with your Penthouse magazines, your Slurpees, and your 99-cent wieners. And he's here today to offer his final report.
Dirty books cost too much in Washington. And look at this, Dimmy Does Dallas, $19.99. But now you can get it all in one place for only one price. It's the Attorney General's report on pornography. So remember, if you pay too much for dirty books,
now it's time to say goodbye to everything we see that is
OBSE.
See? See if you can find something dirty in your neighborhood.
E-N-I-T-Y.
Why?
Because that's disgusting.
That's obscenity.
While I'm sleeping, the reds are creeping.
He has that dream again.
Sakes alive, hey, in 2 days' drive, they could be in Harlingen.
Life in Nicaragua was kind of laid back, living in the jungle in a wee little shack. Folks get you when you try to get them back. Thank God I'm a country boy. Ortega's on the cover of the news magazine. He says he's gonna get you and he says what he means. His wife looks fine in them Calvin Klein jeans. That's why I'm a country boy. Well, the future's looking bleaker and bleaker. Ortega's next stop is in Costa Rica. Couple years more, he'll be in Topeka. Chris Dodd, I'm a country boy.
Sandinista's got an army with the pills prepaid, and all you're gonna send him is non-lethal aid. It only used the guns in a little parade.
Yeehaw!
Thank God I'm a country boy.
Yeah.
put them in a garbage bag.
I see angels. I'm hallucinating angels. I hear voices. I'm receiving divine commands. I'm receiving holy orders to kill the infidels, the abortion doctors, the gays, and every form of sex positives. I hallucinate miracles. I see Our Lady of Guacamole. I see visions of Mary and Jebus. I see the holy nails. I hallucinate angels and hear voices. And I want to talk to you about your mental health. I want to be your counselor and talk to you about your crisis pregnancy. I want to be your faith-based social services provider. I want to be your delusional, unmedicated social worker from a faith-based, well-funded organization, while the remainder are defunded.
For information on the W. Numbnuts Bush regime's faith-based initiative, check out Americans United for the Separation of Church and State at AU.org. That's AU.org. And at the website AU.org, you can also check out their articles on school vouchers for religious hate schools and a plethora of other church-state issues. And if you click on press releases, you can read the one about heavily Taliban-influenced Supreme Court Judge Antonin Scalia, which is a very good press release, at AU.org. You heard the Crucifix doing Hinckley Had a Vision, Capital Steps did A Suburban Drone, The Mousketeers, While Reagan Sleeps Tonight, and Thank God I'm a Contra Boy. Before that, you heard the Lords of Acid doing Rough Sex, Lead Belly did Take a Whiff on Me, and started that off with Heaven 17 doing We Don't Need This Fascist Groove Thing. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight's theme is the Reagan anti-tribute on the week of his 91st birthday. I guess he's going to celebrate with his fellow Ayatollah clone, the Pope, if the Pope can slip into his dress without any difficulty and hide the altar boys into another room and declare to Reagan that he's ready to party. Let's see. Covered a lot of Reagan stuff, and I'm going to go into some Bush stuff, since Bush is kind of like a son to Ronald Reagan, a dumb son. But then again, Reagan said just as many stupid things as Quayle, as W. Bush. And there's a good book that's full of quotes in which Reagan talks about ketchup being a suitable vegetable for school lunch programs after the drastic cuts that he made in funding. And talk about tree pollution, asserting that you can recall a first strike nuclear missile when in fact you cannot. On and on. The guy was as stupid as W. Bush. And W. Bush needs to be contended with now. So I'm going to get into that, there's some great sites I've never plugged before. First one that I have plugged before, there is a site that is pretty funny called bushorchimp.com. And although some feel it's degrading to chimps to compare them to the Bush family, who are probably six or seven steps in evolution behind the chimps, I think it's a compliment to them because it makes the chimps look good because they are the highest evolved life form on those pages. So I think of it as a public relations move on behalf of the chimps. And having said that, I recommend going to bushorchimp.com and also going into the guest book where some Bush groupie, Bush devotee goes in all the time, and this guy is a fucking scream. And he's also declaring himself to have a moratorium on posting and annoying people there because he's in mourning of the space shuttle. And but then he went on to post three postings on Saturday during his moratorium while he was in mourning. So you might want to go in there to get a good laugh at that guy and respond to him and have a good goof on this weird guy. I think his name is Leland. All of that at the guest book at bushorchimp.com. Some more how stupid is Bush kinds of websites or informative websites. One is columbiacentral.com/W, D-U-B-Y-A. columbiacentral.com/W. And site full of from the great counterpunch.org. Keen insight, Bush, Bin Laden, BCCI, and the 9/11 Commission. And Keen insight is a reference to a dirtbag ex-governor of New Jersey named Thomas Keen, who's replacing Henry Kissinger at the September 11th commission. And this guy's an oil freak and a scumbag and a criminal. And a predecessor of Christy Whitman before she was governor of New Jersey. And we all know her story. Another article, God, my handwriting still bites. About the recent conviction of Ed Rosenthal. And the guy in the same article also wrote about other subjects. So there's an article on the sham of justice and the way last week's asshole of the week, Charles Breyer, the presiding judge, handled the case, the total miscarriage of justice that was the Ed Rosenthal trial, is on the face page at counterpunch.org. And later on in the same article is a very intelligent and unique perspective on the arrests of Pete Townsend and Pee Wee Herman and similar cases like that, that was one of the few articles that was any good on those kinds of subjects. Insist America's own secret bioweapons program by Frida Berrigan at inthesetimes.org. Inspect this at inthesetimes.org. That one's really good. Disturbing, but really good. All right. As usual, I am way behind and am going to cut out some stuff since I prepared way too much stuff for tonight's show and have limited time. Ed Rosenthal was found guilty of growing medical marijuana in California, where he had a legal right to do so because the illegal come to power by coup Nazi Bush and Ayatollah Ashcraft regime decided that their federal laws were going to overrule that. And so Ed Rosenthal was arrested and charged and now convicted and is facing a life sentence. There are now plans of support for Ed Rosenthal to do protests at U.S. embassies in Berlin, London, Paris, Rome, and Prague, and people in North America who also are planning protests and organizing for support for Ed Rosenthal, and I hope everybody who hears the show also does it. There's pictures from the trial and information at freedomtoexhale.com/trialpics.htm. freedomtoexhale.com/trialpics.htm. And then there's the regular pro-Ed Rosenthal sites, green-aid.com and safeaccessnow.com. So please consider supporting Ed Rosenthal and in the global demand for a new trial away from that asshole judge. A new anti-war site, whatididinthewar.com. And I forgot what this is, but I know it's really good. FBIRecords.com/nomore/smash/smashthestate.htm. And some of the new cartoons sent to the Reverend, although this is another mile-long link, but this is so worth it. And I'm sorry I always do this, these really long links. But there's a cartoon, Get Your War On, at mnftiu.cc/mnftiu.cu/war.html. And then they have links to several other pages of other comics. If you go to page 18, you can see the cartoon that addresses W. Moron, Taliban wannabe, Bush's National Sanctity of Life Day. And that's really good as well. From Pie Man, pieman.org, he believes that the Bush regime has lost its marbles and is campaigning for people to send marbles to the Bush regime. If it's not on his website, write to him, pieman.org, and ask him about that and let him know if you do it or if you pie anybody. Ward Sutton's cartoons, suttonimpactstudio.com. Click on a Schlock and Roll, which are greater than ever. Check out Ms. Terry's internet radio show at radioleft.com. Murder victim of psycho cops, similar to the New York cops that shot Diallo 41 times. This guy got shot fewer times, but it was still a helter-skelter, Reagan-Contra kind of overkill. In New England, justiceforwoody.com. Let's see. Information on emergency contraception at backupyourbirthcontrol.org. Clash founder, guitar player, and vocalist and songwriter who passed away last December, Joe Strummer's official site is joestrummer.com. Jello Biafra's new spoken word CD, and we're going to hear from him in a little while, but not the new stuff. Jello Biafra's new CD is Machine Gun in the Clown's Hand. That and the Crucifix CD you heard and other stuff at alternativetentacles.com, as well as Noam Chomsky stuff for the person looking for contra information. The Rise Above CD that you heard earlier at henryrollins.com, and information about the West Memphis 3 at wm3.org. All right, way talked out. Plugs later for Dr. Susie, and happy birthday again to Kim Mendoza of the Dr. Susan Block Show. Way talked out, and yeah, this other shit will have to wait. And there's some shows in the Philadelphia area. You're going to hear about some shows that are coming up that are worthwhile. And we're going to go back to the time when Ronald Caligula, Moron Reagan, first came into power, before he started supporting the Contras and Al-Qaeda when they were fighting against the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, and before he was supporting the landmine placers in Angola, before he was secretly supporting racist apartheid in South Africa, before all of that, this man had the brilliance and insight to identify Reagan as he was after the first election. This is Gil Scott-Heron doing his song about Ronald Caligula Reagan. This song is called B-Movie. This is for you, Ronnie.
The first thing I want to say is, mandate my ass. Because it seems as though we've been convinced that 26% of the registered voters, not even 26% of the American people, but 26% of the registered voters form a mandate or a landslide. 21% voted for Skippy and 3-4% voted for somebody else who might have been running. But oh yeah, I remember in this year that we have now declared the year from Shogun to Reagan, I remember what I said about Reagan. Minute. Acted like an actor. Hollywood. Acted like a liberal. Acted like General Franco when he acted like governor of California. Then he acted like a Republican. Then he acted like somebody was going to vote for him for president. And now we act like 26% of the registered voters is actually a mandate. We're all actors in this, I suppose. What has happened is that in the last 20 years, America has changed from a producer to a consumer. And all consumers know that when the producer names the tune, the consumer has got to dance. The way it is. We used to be a producer, very inflexible at that, and now we are consumers and finding it difficult to understand. Natural resources and minerals will change your world. The Arabs used to be in the third world. They have bought the second world and put a firm down payment on the first one. Controlling your resources will control your world. This country has been surprised by the way the world looks now. They don't know if they want to be Matt Dillon or Bob Dylan. They don't know if they want to be diplomats or continue the same policy of nuclear nightmare diplomacy. John Foster Dulles ain't nothing but the name of an airport now. The idea concerns the fact that this country wants nostalgia. They want to go back as far as they can, even if it's only as far as last week. Not to face now or tomorrow, but to face backwards. And yesterday was the day of our cinema heroes riding to the rescue at the last possible moment. The day of the man in the white hat or the man on the white horse. Or the man who always came to save America at the last moment. Someone always came to save America at the last moment. Especially in B-movies. And when America found itself having a hard time facing the future, they looked for people like John Wayne. But since John Wayne was no longer available, they settled for Ronald Reagan. And it has placed us in a situation that we can only look at like a B-movie. Come with us back to those inglorious days when heroes weren't zeros. Before fair was square, when the cavalry came straight away and all American men were like Hemingway, to the days of the wondrous B-movie. The producer, underwritten by all the millionaires necessary, will be Casper the Defensive Weinberger. No more animated choice is available. The director will be Attila the Hague, running around frantically declaring himself in control and in charge. The ultimate realization of the inmates taking over at the asylum. The screenplay will be adapted from the book called Voodoo Economics by George Papadoc Bush. Music by the village people, the very military, macho man. A theme song for saber rattling and selling wars door to door. Remember, we're looking for the closest thing we can find to John Wayne. Certain shades abound like kangaroos, courtesy of some spaced-out Marlon Perkins, a Reagan contemporary. Clichés like itchy trigger finger and tall in the saddle and riding off or on into the sunset. Clichés like get off of my planet by sundown. More so than clichés like he died with his boots on. Marine tough to manage, Bogart tough to manage, Cagney tough to manage, Hollywood tough to manage, cheap steak tough, and Bonzo substantial. The ultimate in synthetic selling, a Madison Avenue masterpiece, a miracle, a cotton candy politician. Presto, macho. Macho, macho. Put your orders in, America, and quick as Kodak, your leaders duplicate with the accent being on the dupes. Because all of a sudden we have fallen prey to selective amnesia, remembering what we want to remember and forgetting what we choose to forget. All of a sudden the man who called for a bloodbath on our college campuses is supposed to be Dudley goddamn Durack. You go give them liberals hell, Ronnie. That was the mandate to the new Captain Bly on the new ship of fools. It was doubtlessly based on his collegiate performance in the past as a liberal Democrat, as the head of the Studio Actors Guild. When other celluloid saviors were cringing in terror from McCarthy, Ron stood tall. It goes all the way back from Hollywood to Hillbilly, from liberal to libelous, from Bonzo to Birchite or born again. Civil rights, women's rights, gay rights, it's all wrong. Call in the cavalry to disrupt this perception of freedom gone wild. God damn it, first one wants freedom, then the whole damn world wants freedom. Nostalgia, that's what we want. The good old days, when we gave them hell. When the buck stopped somewhere and you could still buy something with it. To a time when movies was in black and white and so was everything else.
You know what I mean? You want it better?
Even if we go back to the campaign trail, before a six-gun Ron shot off his face and developed hoof and mouth. Before the free press went down before full court press and were reluctant to view the menu because they knew the only thing available was Crow. Lon Chaney, our man of a thousand faces. No match for Ron. Doug Henning does the makeup. Special effects from Grecian Formula 16 and Crazy Glue. Transportation furnished by the David Rockefeller Remote Control Company. Their slogan is, why wait for 1984? You can panic now and avoid the rush. So much for the good news. Nation, and here's a look at the closing numbers. Racism is up, human rights are down, peace is shaky, war items are hot, the house plans are all tied, jobs are down, money is scarce, and common sense is at an all-time low in heavy trading. Movies were looking better than ever, and now no one is looking because we're starring in a B-movie. And we would rather had John Wayne. We would rather had you don't need to check on how you feel. Just keep repeating that none of this is real. And if you're sensing there's something wrong, well, just remember that it won't be too long before the director cuts the scene. Yeah. We'll be right back.
You know what I mean? You want a better world, ladies and gentlemen? Legalize pot right now. You want to end the deficit? Legalize pot right now. I am so sick of hearing about the goddamn deficit, I could fucking puke blood. There ain't no fucking deficit. It's a fucking lie, and it's a fucking illusion in the first place. But you want to end it? You want to end it? Legalize pot, biggest cash crop in America. Deficit's gone. But I am so sick of hearing about, well, your leaders misspent your hard, your tax dollars, so you, the people, now have to tighten your belts, and we got to start paying this back. Because we, your leaders, misspent your money. You know what would make tightening my belt a little easier? If I could tighten it around Jesse Helms' scrawny little chicken neck. I feel better about the sacrifice right now. You fucking tobacco-pushing motherfucker. You are the worst fucking drug dealer in the fucking world. You scrawny, right-wing, fear-mongering piece of sucker of Satan's cock. You suck Satan's cock, you fucking chicken neck little fucking cracker. I'd tighten my belt if that were the case. I'd eat bologna for a week. You know what I mean? I'd sacrifice. Boy, Jesse Helms is another great one, isn't he? Just another little fevered ego tainting our collective unconscious. Because, you know, anyone like Swaggart, anyone that far to the right is hiding a very deep and dark secret. You do know that, right? I'm an armchair fucking psychologist, but... anyone that, you know, when Jesse Helms finally dies, he's going to commit suicide, first of all, in a wash tub out back underneath a pecan tree. He's going to slash his wrist and he's going to write in blood, "I've been a bad boy." But you know they're going to find the skins of young children drying in his attic. Swarms of horseflies going in and out of the eaves, and on CNN over and over, his wife going, "I always wondered about Jesse's collection of little shoes." Anyone that far to the right, part of the fucking hiding a deep, dark secret. Speaking of Satan, I was watching Rush Limbaugh the other day. Didn't Rush Limbaugh remind you of one of those gay guys who likes to lay in a tub while other men pee on him? Am I the only one? Can't you see his fat body in a tub while Reagan, Quayle, and Bush just stand around pissing on him, and he can't, his little piggly wiggly dick can't get hard? I can't get hard. Reagan, pee in my mouth. Well, how's that, Rush? Still can't get hard, so they call in Barbara Bush. She takes her pearls off, puts them up his ass, then squats over him, undoes her girdle. Her wrinkled, flaccid labia unfolds halfway down to her knees like some ballless scrotum. She squeezes out a link into his mouth. Finally, his dick gets half hard. A little clear bubble forms on the end with a maggot inside. The maggot pops the bubble and runs off and joins a pro-life group somewhere. Am I the only one that sees that? Or I'm not? Thank God I'm not alone. Thank God I had the insight to notice Rush Limbaugh is a scat muncher. He munches scat. Jesus, Bill. I'm so proud of that little dark poetry there. started, I came up with the word scat muncher, and it went from there, and I just immediately thought of Rush.
Okay, still have time for a couple more tracks, so I'm going to play them. The reason there was a disproportionately higher ratio of punk tonight than to other genres is because during the Reagan years, rock and pop culture further plunged into shit with the rise of MTV and similar crap. And so just like you see McCartney and other assholes kissing up to Bush and Giuliani and other types like that, and in a similar way to seeing worthless people from rock and pop worlds, pretty much punks were the only people speaking out throughout the horror of the Reagan regime. And one exception to this is Lou Reed, who by 1989 was he did this fantastic album called New York, and I recommend it, and it was really hard to actually come up with picking a song from this. Pretty much the whole thing is worth it, and it was hard to pick out a track. So I'm going to play a track from New York by Lou Reed. And one second. Besides Lou Reed, we're going to play a Space Shuttle-related spoken word track by Jello Biafra. This was after the 1986 Space Shuttle, and that's not to upset anybody. It's just food for thought. Because of all the dangerous shit that they send up with these space shuttles, the plutonium, the uranium, which they also use in weapons of war, and stuff that is a danger to you, since a madman with weapons of mass destruction is sending that shit up there in the first place. And then we'll play a Ronald Reagan tribute song by DOA. This is Lou Reed from the New York CD. And this track is entitled Sick of You. Go. Play.
I was up in the morning with the TV blaring, brushing my teeth, sitting, watching the news. All the beaches were closed, the ocean was a red sea, but there was no one there to part it in two. There was no fresh salad, cause there's hypers in the cabin. Staten Island disappeared at noon. And they say the Midwest is in great distress, and NASA blew up the moon. The ozone layer has no ozone anymore, and you're gonna leave me for the guy next door. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of you. They arrested the mayor for an illegal favor, sold the Empire State to Japan. And Oliver North married William C. Corden, gave birth to a little Tehran. And the Ayatollah aboard a nuclear warship, if he dies, he wants to go out in style. And there's nothing to eat that don't carry the stink of some human waste dumped in the Nile. Well, one thing is certainly true, no one here knows what to do, and I'm sick of you. I'm sick of you. Said there were 400 dead in some small town in Arkansas. Some whacked out trucker drove into a nuclear reactor, killed everybody he saw. Now he's on Morton Downey, and he's glowing and shiny. Doctors say this is a medical advance. They say the bad makes the good, and there's something to be learned in every human experience. Well, I know one thing that really is true. This here's a zoo, and the keeper ain't you, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of you.
They ordained the Trumps and then he got the mumps and died being treated at Mount Sinai. And my best friend Bill died from a poison pill, some wire doctor prescribed for stress. My arms and legs are shrunk, the food all has lumps. They discovered some animal no one's ever seen. It was an inside trader eating a rubber tire after running over Rudy Giuliani. They say the president's dead, no one can find his head. He's been missing now for weeks. But no one noticed it. He had seemed so fit. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of you. I'm so sick of you. Bye, bye, bye.
Why I'm glad the space shuttle blew up. No! It wasn't the classroom full of school kids on TV, all whimpering in horror at what they'd seen on the screen. Each one of them still wearing one of those pointed birthday hats. No! Our first reaction at my house was each of us daring the other to call up the local San Francisco papers and say, "Oh, hi there. We're that legendary Libyan hit squad you've written so much about. And we blew up the space shuttle." Late that night, we gave up the idea. Same old excuse. What if we get caught? Sometimes, you know, it really does make sense just to chicken out. But now I find out we were pretty damn lucky. If the Challenger had made it home, things might now be much worse. Because NASA had this little plan for the following space shuttle they somehow forgot to tell us about. Got in the mail Xerox of a magazine called The Nation, and this later turned up in Common Cause, where they reported NASA had these plans to send the next scheduled shuttle into orbit carrying a payload of 46 pounds of plutonium. It only took a few specs to give Karen Silkwood those zits. 46 pounds of plutonium. If that one had blown up, there'd be enough radiation in the air to cause cancer in as many as 5 billion people. How reckless can you get? Up, up, and away! We'll just launch Star Wars the easy way. Fire it up into the great beyond and just don't tell anybody you put it there. After all, in America, when people don't know what hurts them, they don't care. Just blame the mysterious fallout cancer epidemic on Gaddafi! And think of all the money people we know and love would make selling how to cope with cancer kits to Rolling Stone readers and yuppies. That's why I'm glad the space shuttle blew up. Because if that next one had gone up, it might have blown up and melted all of us, too.
Let's go.
Okay, that was Fucked Up Ronnie by DOA. Before that, Jello Biafra did Why I'm Glad the Space Shuttle Blew Up from his first spoken word CD, No More Cocoons, available from AlternativeTentacles.com. Lou Reed did Sick of You from the New York CD. Bill Hicks did Deficit, Jesse Helms, and Rush Limbaugh from his Rant in E Minor comedy CD. And started off with Gil Scott Heron doing B-Movie. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight's theme has been the Reagan anti-tribute. Next week is Love Night, an alternative to the corporate entertainment industry's Valentine's Day presentations. DJ Comet is next at RadioVolta.org, and I don't know what is next at InfidelGuide.com. Check out DrSusanBlock.com. Her Just Say No to War page is at drsusanblockinstitute.com/noirakwar.htm, where she declares war is not the answer, pussy is, and has the George W. Bush performing cunnilingus graphic and other gems. drsusanblock.com/editorial/terror/terror7.htm. Dr. Susie takes a hard look at the cockfight at Baghdad Corral. Last night's show, the Kim Mendoza birthday party, February 8th, Mistress Isabella Sinclair. And on February 15th, married to each other, porn stars Kelly and Hamilton Steele at drsusanblock.com. In Philadelphia, Radio Volta benefit Friday, February 14th at 4821 Baltimore Avenue. Videos and bake sales, only $4. You could see Bunny Brains, Temple of Bon Matin, Image 33, and Kiss Kiss Kill. And February 7th, birthday show, Kiss Kiss Kill, and Image 33, The Stray Bullets, and Conspiracy at the Robot House, 621 North 35th Street, at 9 p.m. Friday, February 7th. At A Space, 4722 Baltimore Avenue, for free, Thursday night, February 6th. Presentation and discussion with Sasha Scatter at Icarus Project, Walking the Edge of Insanity, Navigating the World of Mental Health as a Radical in the 21st Century. Okay. All right. All other plugs will just wait until next week. Did the Philly shows. Flash Your Genitals at the XXX Church if you want to win the grand collection of prizes. You can find them at Erotica Conventions or at their church in Corona, California at crossroadschurch.com. Worship services, directions, and map. Get them before we do and you win the big pot of gold. Going to end right now with a track about Ronald Reagan by The Farts. This is also from Alternative Tentacles, from their World Full of Hate record. This is the battle hymn of Ronnie Reagan. Again, please de-link the web links to any other Reverend Bookburn site except the one at the Radio Volta pages, and only write to quail@sjcdc.org. Next week is Love Night. Here's The Farts, battle hymn of Ronnie Reagan. Oh.